WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, folks, I've been hoping that I'm wrong, that everything I believe and see with deranged Donnie, hashtag 45-ish, never my president, is wrong, or that I'm exaggerating. Nope, it's true. And worse than we know. And this is from a real authority, an expert, who's one of the few speaking out. I went to a small gathering for Michael Hayden, former head of the National Security Council and CIA, the only one to have done both jobs for various administrations. I admire him, as he has been one of the few brave voices like Brennan talking on TV and telling the truth, and I was hoping he'd say, "We will survive and don't worry," but now I'm not so sure. His new book is called The Assault on Intelligence, and it has both meanings. The real institutional danger of what Trump is doing to all of our intelligence organizations, making mockery of them, calling them fake, trying to destroy their credibility. So when the truth comes out about Russia making him president and Hayden said it's true, he can dismiss it. And then the larger warning, all of our intelligence is now being subjected to factoids, fake news, truthiness, et cetera, we're living in a very strange time. In his research, General Hayden found that most people who voted for Trump get their news from Facebook. That's weird. He explains this algorithm. It's designed to feed you what you want to hear first, and then continue it, and then move you to other opinions like your own only, not showing you opposite viewpoints, and then keeping it going, and oh yeah, the Russians are good at it. They did it before. They're doing it now. There is no doubt, he said. No doubt. From the first escalator ride down at Trump Tower, deranged Donnie started with fear and hatred for others, and it's been the same ever since. Note the damage to allies, trade, the world associations, which make strategic decisions for democracy. All are going down that escalator, downhill. The ramifications will be long, and he said maybe undoable worldwide. Are you scared yet? I am. He further stated that government workers on both high and low levels are deeply saddened and depressed. They don't know if it's worth it, and they don't know if they can make a difference anymore. This is how society goes down and out. Such a great civilization destroyed from within. Now, thankfully, people like Hayden are not giving up. Oh, and he did say that every former official of all administrations in the spy biz, like the new head of the CIA, this woman, he said she's the only one who will speak truth to power. She will tell it like it is, not the alternative reality those others want us to live in. I need a drink.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.